Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle, and you're listening to episode 112. Today on our episode, I have Carrie Eichberger, who is the author of Win Over Worry, Conquer What Shakes You, and Soar with the One Who Overcomes. We talk all about even finding joy in our journey. That's right, bringing joy, finding things that bring us joy to win over worry. I'll tell you what, Carrie just, she comes from such a genuine place, you guys, so vulnerable in what she struggled with and what she learned on the other side of winning over worry. So she writes it all in her book, but I will tell you, we talk about a little bit here and it just gets my heart on fire. It brings hope to us. And I just want to read a little excerpt here to get you excited. Maybe you'll go ahead and pre-order her book that comes out on September 12th. But let me just share with you right now. It says, "But whether it's big doses of fear or slight, subtle concerns, worry will impact every soul who breathes." Which means this book is for you, for me, and even all the perfect persons who claim they aren't worriers. That said, I'll take a stab and say that you do want to do something about worry. I'll go out another limb and guess that you even sense there's hope of change. Oh, yes, 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 you're right on. And since it also seems we can agree we can't repair something if we have no clue what causes it. Rewind with me, will you? Let's backpedal through some of the gusts and dust of life to understand how this battle began and where we went wrong and get to winning over our worry. How good is that? That's just in a few couple 20s and pages, and I stumbled upon that, those two paragraphs, and I just thought, oh my goodness, I need to read that all to you. I want to get started on winning over worry because it comes in all phases of life, different moments of life, and sometimes it just smacks in the face in the morning. So I will tell you what, this episode will just, if you're listening, this is right where you need to be planted. You're going to find joy and hope at the end of this, and of course, encouragement. So go ahead and grab your cup of coffee, get on your walk or run, and listen into this sweet conversation and be encouraged. Let's go. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode on the Be Encouraged podcast. Today, you will just have your day will be just illuminated with the guest speaker I have on today. Welcome, Carrie. It's so good to see you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. So first, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about who you are? Because I think that's a good way to start, is just lead in here a little bit and tell us where you're from and that kind of thing, because we are not on the same side of the United States. So I'd love for them to know where you are landing on the map.
I am right outside of Louisville, Kentucky. So I was born and raised in Louisville and stepped outside for 4 years to go to college, just 60 miles down the road in Lexington. Big Kentucky fans here. Well, I take that back. My husband and I, we have a house divided. He's a Louisville fan. But anyway, we've been married for 18 years and we have 5 children. Life is full. We have our hands in absolutely everything. I feel like my youngest is 5 and the oldest is 16. So we're like starting kindergarten all over again. I'm teaching driving lessons at the same time. They're involved in so many sports, which we actually love. I've just learned to thrive on this. Okay, embarrassing to admit, busyness of life, but it's just fun. The kids are in lots of things and I'm so fortunate enough to be able to be home with them. I worked in the corporate world for 10 years. I had graduated with a marketing degree. And after my third was born, decided to stay home, which had no idea I would become a writer later. But I'm so thankful now for the opportunity to be home and still be able to do what I love, which is writing, which only been doing for about 4 years. And that's a whole God story in itself, which I look forward to sharing. But so I'm home and I write, and I'm momming a lot, and it's summertime here. So we are, you know, they're all home and it's fun. It's crazy, but fun.
I feel you on that. Crazy, but fun. I have a 16-year-old too, who I'll be eventually in the same boat as you. So you'll have to give me all the tips and tricks so I don't freak out when they're at the wheel.
Oh, well, we're just teaching right now. We don't have our full license. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Oh, absolutely. And that's life, right? There's so many things that we have to cross that bridge. But before we even get to that type of topic, you know, I think there are many times in my life when, and this is where we're going to just get into the, we're just going to go into it, Carrie, because I think, when I think about all the things in life that can be super scary or new or change, right? Because, you know, God's all about shifting and changing us, right? So sometimes that can bring up a ton of emotions. And before I even jump into how we battle that, I kind of had this thought of, why don't we first talk about joy? Like, what brings you, Carrie, perfect, pure, just absolute joy? Like, you talked about kids' sports and watching them. And I just think, I love touching on the word joy first, because I think that's the last thing we think of when we think of all the things that we think of. So what brings you joy? Let's just marinate in that.
I love that you started with joy. I really do, because that's something we all want more of, right? I think that we crave it. It's so hard to find sometimes in this crazy world that we live in and our circumstances, but we all want it. And we know that joy steals it, the world steals it. And I've learned with time that, and this is as I've grown in my faith, that I really, truly, when I can find God in all things, I can find joy in all things. And I think that's what's so important for all of us. And it's just to really look for it. And so for me, so many things bring me joy. I mean, my you know, being outdoors, and I'm not like a super outdoorsy person, but I love the beach, and I've learned to appreciate God's creation. And sometimes that's all we have. Like, sometimes if your circumstances don't present something that feels so beautiful, we can just look around and find something beautiful in what God has created. And it could be as simple as, like, you know, we're having a bad day with our kids or with the people that are around us. But when we can find the little things that God intentionally created in those people and in those moments, that's where I find joy, because it's not all glamorous with this life that I live necessarily. So it's not like I can say, oh, we go on these great vacations all the time and I find joy in these, you know, fancy, beautiful things. That's not my reality right now. So I've been forced to find joy in the little things that God gives. And I think that's what, I think we could all benefit from that.
Oh, 100%. The little things, like, even, I mean, my son was so cute. He brought me these like broken seashells over on vacation, and he like was adamant, like, we're going to keep them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with these? You know, but he just loved the little broken seashells. And I think that's a cool representation of finding joy in the things that are broken in our lives, or the things that are not, you know, as, you know, set in whole, right? The big picture yet. I just love that. And I think God sees that in us too. That brings me joy, kind of romanticizing about how God loves us. I think if you marinate in his love, I think that's what brings me joy too, Carrie. There are times like, you just want to sit in his presence, right? And I think that's a good place to be in when you don't necessarily have all the answers, but you know his answer is, I love you.
Yes. And we don't want to leave that spot, you know, like when you find that, it's like, I just want to stay here. This is it. That is the most joyful, I think, that I do feel, is when I'm just sitting in God's presence, you know, in his presence and at his feet. You know, I'm like Mary and Martha. I want to be Mary and just sit there and find that joy in just being with him.
Yeah, I think there's pure joy in that. Like when the Lord says, you know, in Philippians, like, you know, Paul says, hey, find things that are, you know, joy, find things that are pure, lovely, you know, all those things that comes to mind. Yeah, for sure. His love. And I mean, I don't know. I think joy is such a thing we all, like you said it right in the very beginning, something that we all want. But you did say you know, you have to hold on to joy in the hard, and those things can look really different for whoever's listening today. You know, whatever you're facing, whatever you're battling, we see you, we hear you, which is kind of why I wanted to unpack this with you, because I hope you just take a second before you even move on in this. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to tell you to pause. And I want you to think about all the things today that bring you joy. Look around, like she said, at the intentionality of the world around you. Look at the clouds, look at the sky, look at, you know, even if it's raining, what is beautiful? Is it the reflection in a puddle? Is it something that you can hold on to and go, God, you place that there for me to see the beauty in, you know? So anyway, write it down and then push play, because we're going to hop into the next part here. So just holding on to joy in the hard circumstances, where have you done that in your life, whatever you might be battling, Carrie? So why don't you hop into that with us?
Yeah. Well, you know, it, like I said, joy can be so tough sometimes when our circumstances don't feel so joyful. And I think that's the reality for so many people, is that their circumstances are not joyful. I think as life gets harder and we get older, and the more we encounter, we see that more and more. And something that I have learned for myself, you know, I'll tell you a quick story. Last summer, when I was writing my book, and I have a chapter that is specifically dedicated to joy. And I was experiencing some things that didn't feel so joyful at the time. My sister's husband was battling stage 4 cancer, and she's got little boys. And you know, as a family, we rallied together and we were spending a lot of time caring for them. And it just felt like hard. And it was the middle of summertime, and I had a lot of things going on just in my own personal life. And I just felt, I was sitting there to write this chapter, and I thought, what, nothing feels joyful. How am I going to write, really speak to this? But interestingly, I had just finished reading, I don't know if you're familiar with Anne Voskamp's book, 1,000 Gifts. When you were saying all those little things that you appreciate, and maybe think about her book, and I just finished reading that, and it was this huge focus on gratitude. And she was saying, like, how hard that life is hard, and we do have difficult circumstances, but we can still find joy when we look at these things that God gave us and we are thankful. So I started really practicing gratitude, and I've continued to do that whenever I feel like this is hard and this hurts and it doesn't feel good. Doesn't, you know, it's uncomfortable circumstances, what have you. I've really started to focus on finding little things to be thankful for. So gratitude is like this big word for me. And I really do see, if you can hold on to that and you can find like repeated things to be, not just even one or two sometimes, but like you can start mentally listing out or writing out, you know, 10 things, then keep going that you're thankful for. It's amazing how your mind starts to shift and you can see the things that you have to be thankful for. And then those things bring you joy. And it really does change your mindset. And even if you can be thankful for the things that are hard, sometimes I've been able to say like, okay, this is hard, but Lord, I know you're using this to strengthen me. Mm-hmm. And I've now seen, when I reflect and I look back, I can see how those situations that were hard that I endured, that I was thankful for, how later when I dealt with something similar again, and I was able to remember God's faithfulness and be thankful for that. Mm-hmm. Or just like when you're doing those hard things, I find joy just in that intimacy that's created with him in those moments, because I'm reminded of like who that I have him. He is the giver of all these things, of all good things. And that just that presence alone, like you mentioned earlier, brings me joy. So really it's gratitude that, you know.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. What came to mind even as you were just speaking, and I just feel like I need to say it. So it reminds me like gratitude, like, you know, Jesus, he gave thanks. To his father before he broke bread, before he sat around and, you know, even as he faced, you know, the Last Supper, knowing that was his last time, he was facing the most turmoil, and he really he couldn't really share a whole lot of what was going to happen to him. And I think sometimes, you know, when we face something hard, we feel like all of what we're feeling is in the dark. And I just want to remind you that Jesus knows and reminds us to give thanks anyway, to look around at the table, who's with you. I think that can bring you joy too. I think, I don't know what Jesus might've been feeling that night, but I can only imagine inside, his heart beating fast, and looking around at all of his lovely faces that he's just poured into, and having, knowing he has to let that go to move on to something that will bring glory to his father. I think some of us have to let go of things that, you know, we love in order to step into that next calling or whatever it might be. And we have fear and we worry and anxious thoughts about it. And I'm sure Jesus wrestled with that. I mean, he even said, can you take the cup? Can you? And
Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's amazing in that focus that I was last summer, you know, when my sister's husband passed away, I remember specifically sitting there with like my family, the people that I love, and having some of the sweetest moments and saying, this is really hard. And we would never ask for this, but God showed up in the sweetest moments. And I found little like specks of joy in sweet conversations with people that I hadn't connected to with in that way. And just the love that people showed up with. There were joyful moments in the midst of the hard, but you do have to look for it. I think you have to make that choice to find it and to look and, you know, and to sort of, and to shift that focus. It's a practice. It's something we really do have to practice.
Absolutely. And gratitude absolutely can get us there. And I love that you are talking about writing that, your book. So your book is called Win Over Worry. You guys got to check it out. Win Over Worry, Conquer What Shakes You, and Soar with the One Who Overcomes. And I love that you said with the one who overcomes, because it's a constant, it's a presence. And I love that you just wrote that out. So tell me a little bit more. Can you speak some encouragement on the experiences that you've had with the fullness of God and what he's offered you as you shift your thinking through gratitude? Are there any other things that God has shown up through your book that you just want to share with our listeners today?
Oh my gosh. There's so many things. And when I've had some people that are previewing the book and reading it, and it's, you know, they read the beginning and they get excited and they're digging into their worry and, you know, I'll ask them like, where are you in the book? And then they'll say, oh, it's been great. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, but I can't wait for you to the second part, because the second half is when I really open up the fullness of God, the fullness of life that God offers when we can tackle this beast. And I get so excited about that, because there is so much hope and there is so much that I've been able to, that's been redeemed in my life. And there's so much struggle that I experience and things I avoided, life that I avoided, and just sort of, you know, gosh, misery that we walk through sometimes being plagued by fear. And when we can learn to walk through that and overcome that to a degree, there is just so much. You know, we say that we trust God as Christians, but we don't always live like we do. And so for me, I just believe that if we can grasp the extent of God's love and fully, or more fully, and the extent of his power, and I really do dig into this and help practice this in the book, then if we can really understand those things and solidify our belief in that, then we can, it opens the door to so much more peace in our lives and the joy that we talked about. And then it opens the door to purpose and just accepting our identity and who we are. And there's each of those topics I get excited about, because they offer so much in themselves. And I really open this up. It's so hard. Like, I've got 224 pages of explaining all this and really opening it all up, but it's exciting, because there really is a lot that is available to us in those things, and peace and joy and purpose that we all want, all those things. Yeah. When we can do the work to understand who God is and, you know, what he's able to do for us, when we walk in that truth.
No, I think that's so good. Cause I think if I'm speaking to my younger self would say, I got it all figured out. You know what I mean? And then when you hit that barrier, you're like, wait a second, that's not right. That wasn't part of the big plan. And it's so funny as the Lord kind of sandpapers those things out in me. I don't always need to see the clear picture. I think now, you know, hanging on to my last year in my 30s, I'm like, you know what, Lord, the back end of my life, I hope I just trust you more. I hope I've learned enough that when I don't, when I went it my way, there is more anxiety, there is more worry, there is more fear, there is more of me trying to fit a square peg in a circle hole. You know, if I would have had that advice when I was younger, maybe I would have taken it. Maybe I thought you're all wrong, but I don't know. I just think somebody might need to hear that today, that if you dig deep in your faith and allow yourself to let God lead in situations that are unknown or scary, I think that's right. It brings you joy. It's a choice. Like you said, very much early on in this conversation, it's a choice for joy. And I guess my question is, you know, what would be, if you don't understand, Carrie, the big picture, what is your encouragement to somebody? What would be your encouragement to your younger self now that you know what you know, to not worry when you don't know what's going to happen?
You know, I feel like, you know, you kind of mentioned this, as the years pass by, if we don't learn how to handle our circumstances or place them like where they belong in God's hands and not in our hands and our control, then this thing called worry does start to snowball in our life. And that's sort of what I saw happening for me. Unfortunately, I was someone who was continuing to dig into my faith, so I didn't quite get too far. But I think that it's an acknowledging that we are not in control and that God is, and it's in pursuing him. And that was for me. So, you know, when I was, I started writing right when I was 39, I was the last year of my 30s. And I realized, gosh, I feel like I had learned so much and come so far. It's so much to offer. I wanted to then pour that back out and offer that to the world. And I feel like I was looking for purpose before that in my life too. It was like God was just stirring up this feeling of seeking, and I didn't quite know what to do with it. But all I knew was it was to pursue him. I thought I'm feeling these stirrings. I don't know what's going on. So I just decided to pursue God like never before. And as I continued to seek him and seek him more, I continued to see him more. And I started to hear from him more, and those nudges continued. So I feel like for me, you know, it was digging in deeper to my faith and digging in deeper to God to really determine what he had in store for my life. And I think that's sort of for all of us. And a lot of time it's digging in and to the roots of our worries and our fears that are holding us back from the things that he has planned for us. And that was my story too. I was growing in my faith, but I was still being held back by many of the things that the barriers I had put on myself because of fear of, you know, of doing whatever it is I might have felt him nudging me to do, fear of just being in certain circumstances or people or whatever it might be. But that, but it was as I continued to seek him more and more and understand how trustworthy he is, and that he has good in mind for me, and that he is good and he loves me, and that he's got the power to take care of me, and he will as a child of his. Mm. So it was really in that seeking, continuing just to like seek him more and more, that pursuit that just has to go on. And it did for me. And that was when I just continued to open up more, you know, purpose in my life, and the worry just starts to, can actually naturally, there's other things too, but naturally starts to fizzle as we get to know him in a new way, in a more intimate way.
Yeah, it's like you keep watering yourself with the living word of God. It just allows you to grow, not stifle you, not thirst for more things of the world. It's like, you know what will quench your thirst. You know it will quench the worry. You know it will help melt it away. And I think that's what the word of God does. It melts our hearts, and he knows that's our connection is his word, because it says in John, you know, it's the word is God, and God was in the beginning, and the word was in the beginning, and it all connects. And I love that, you know, it's a cool way to think about it, you know, how he just weaves together his heart into ours. And it's just so intimate, and he's so personal as you dive in deeper. And I love that you said that, because I'm telling you, when you were speaking, I'm like, wow, this is so like this past year. Just sowing more seeds, just getting into the word a lot more than I've ever done before. And the more I hammered it in and I come up against some barriers, it's so crazy how the Lord, you just hear him say, you know, trust me, you know, to let it go. And I think that's an encouragement for anyone. Like Carrie and I both are experiencing this. This is something for you to hear, is get into the word, seek him first, seek the kingdom of God and the peace that transcends all understanding. I mean, we've read, you know, do not be anxious for anything, right? Philippians 3. I think in other words too, when he says, do not be anxious for anything, it's another interpretation is to be careful, to be alert, like be alert, like our minds, ooh, it can go one rabbit hole or it can go to the other. And which one do you want? Do you want the one that's going to bring you joy and peace despite the storm? Like, are you going to lock eyes with Jesus on this one? Are you going to walk on water? What do you want to do? Do you want to sink and fail? Or do you want to get up and walk with him? And I think you just charged me to think about that as you break down your barriers to, and to follow what God has for you is to lock eyes with him. And I think the Bible has, you know, millions of reminders of do not fear. I mean, what, one for every single day. So, yes. You know what I mean? I just think he does that on purpose, right? How can we experience that peace as we, I think we can experience peace is what I'm saying when we look at him and not the fear, but why do you think God even does that? Right? Like he's so personal. Why do you think he sends us all those messages of don't fear?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So I guess my question is to you is, you know, what is something that you face that fear and how have you broken that down? You said the word of God, anything else?
Yeah. What are some fears I face? Is that the question?
Sorry. Yes. What is some fears that you face that you can tell us a little bit of testimony that you've overcome or let God overcome?
Okay. So many, but here's a big one for you. If you've seen my book, you'll notice there's an airplane on the cover of it. And something that I'm not afraid to share is I have had a fear of flying since about high school, I guess. And it's one of those fears that just spiraled and got worse and worse. As I was writing this book, I acknowledged that I had come so far with worry and fear 100%. And at some point in the process, I was just really looking for asking God what he wanted me to share and speak to in this book. And at one point I remember I was by this pond and I looked up and there was this bird that just soared across the sky. And I don't know why the word fly came to mind. And then literally within, 30 seconds, an airplane crossed its path, almost like making a cross. And, coincidental or not, nothing is coincidental, but I thought to myself, I need to fly. And I hadn't flown in about 8 years at that point. And I thought, I need to take all this stuff because I had written most of the book at this point. I need to take all these things. And I believed in my heart that I was going to do better because I knew I'd come farther with fear and worry. So I thought, I can't rightfully write a book about worry and fear and not be willing to face my own. Wow. So I thought I was willing to just open handed and heartedly write about the experience, regardless of what happened. And I wrote the last chapter about this experience. And what I noticed for me, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, was, God allows us to have fears. Sometimes I wonder God, why would you give me this? This is so anything that we have, but whatever your fear is, whatever your worries are, it can be frustrating. God, why would you allow this? But I became appreciative in this experience of that fear because it allowed me an intimacy with him that I would probably never, in a moment I felt like I had absolutely no control. And I had nothing but him in that moment. And that's, I think, what we experience in a lot of our fears and our worries. And I had nothing but him to catch me and hold me. And that was so precious and so sweet. And there was nothing I could do. It was all him. And there is just something that consumed me and just made me realize that moment, everything that I had talked about. Yes, we still might have those feelings of uneasiness. But it's knowing that God is there with us to hold us and that he is, it was beautiful. I mean, I remember in tears at the gratitude for that moment, even though it was hard, I was so thankful that he allowed me that just to give those sweet moments that I would probably never experience if I didn't have that. So as far as fears go, that's one. And I will say I've gotten much better. So I flew the first time in 8 years a year ago, and I've since flown 2 more times within a year. So I've done 3 in 1 year, and I'm so proud of myself. But I found myself looking forward to it. Definitely it's gotten better. My father-in-law was joking with me last week, and he said, "Carrie, your wings are getting stronger." And I'm like, "You're right. My wings are getting stronger as I do this." But I found myself with my last experience actually looking forward to that moment. I thought life had been so crazy and busy and distracted that I was like, I get to have this moment. I remember that moment. I got that moment with the Lord that was so sweet and so precious, and I get to connect again. And that connection has become priceless. So as much as I would love that discomfort to dissolve, and I do believe it has, and He's helping me with that, I've become so thankful for those moments and those fears. So I will say, if for anyone that's listening, if you still feel discouraged by your fear, I do believe there's hope to make such great progress. But if you just lean on God through that, like never before, you'll find some pretty sweet moments in that. And that's a real gift to me.
I love that you said sweet moments. That's just beautiful. I got a little teary-eyed thinking about it, how God just was so personal in your life and your wings. If you want to fly to Pennsylvania, we can hang out. That's cool. But I just love it. It just brings me joy. And it actually gives a level of confidence knowing that if you can do it, if God can work such sweet moments and weave them into your life, He can do it for me too. And He can do it for you who's listening too. Let's break down some fear barriers. Let's do it, right?
Yes.
Yes. And I just love, thank you so much for challenging us today to just jump in and see the joy amidst our pain, fear, worry. So we could recognize when we fix our gaze upon Jesus that we're winning no matter what. We are winning, yeah. And we can overcome the things that we kind of keep in the shadow. He will put the light on it and it's going to glimmer and God's going to show up. And I mean, there's tons of accounts of that in the Bible, and there's accounts of it in Carrie's life, and the testimony of everyone who's been on this podcast have just so many glimmers of God showing up amidst their hard times. So just a reminder for all of you of that. And any last words of encouragement for our friends who are listening today, Carrie?
I mentioned this a little bit, but I think what I want people to understand, because so many people struggle with worry and fears and at different points in their life, but I think we label ourselves worriers sometimes. And a lot of people, I think, don't really believe that there's hope for them. It's like, this is just the way that I am. But I want people to understand that with God, He has the victory, and that we can conquer anything that with Him. And I think that's something that is important for all of us to understand. 1 John 5:4 says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And I just want people to know that that if they stay close to Him and pursue Him and seek Him, then they can make progress and claim the victory that is already His over the enemy.
Oh my gosh. I absolutely love that. That gets me so excited for everyone here listening. There is hope. There is hope, whether you feel like I'll never get married, I'm just going to be an old maid, or, you know, whatever lies you might tell yourself, or maybe you're thinking, my kids, I just don't see how they're going to, you know, get rid of this stubbornness, or whatever it might be, you know, that you're
right, facing, right.
This job and this challenge or this career or this, whatever hurdle you have been facing in front of you. I just want to assure you here. And I just want to just pause right here and tell you that the Word of God says to rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. And in Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice." In verse 5, I'll continue. "Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near." What hope is that for us today? Amen. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That means give Him the list, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. And I think that's just what Carrie's experienced. Amen. And just, you know, the peace of God, we don't understand it. Like she said, she's had these sweet moments. Those sweet moments, we don't understand why. but God loves you that much. He's going to give you those to you. And I just, what a word today that the Lord is near and you can call on him and give him your list. And I just thank you for that reminder today, Carrie. Thank you for your encouragement, your smile. You guys, if you see it, she's beaming. She's just a light. And if you need that book, I mean, I'm telling you, I'll put it in link in the show notes. You can pre-order it and it will be out. When is it come out? Or is
September
it
September 12th.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. September 12th. So go ahead and pre-order that book on Amazon. I'll put the link there. And we are going to win over worry today and conquer all those fears. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie. It's been great talking to you.
Hey, everybody. I just want to pause and say thank you so much for coming into this space week after week, or even if this is your first time, thank you so much for listening, taking the time to be encouraged today. If you feel led, don't forget to go ahead over and click subscribe and write a raving review. Give it 5 stars and fill up my bucket today too. And if you'd like to check out more about our guest speaker today, click on the show notes so you can learn more about them today. Thanks again, everybody, and have a wonderful week.